Makos Gimel Amud Beis. It's the third wide line, the third medium-sized line. Okay, so it says like this: Tana, Amal Vesvera Stam, Eino Rashoi Letova O Pachos Mishloshim Yom. So if you lend the guy money, Stam, that's stipulating the amount of time for which the loan is going to be. You're not allowed to be Toveya him, to claim the money back in less than 30 days. Okay, basically it's saying Stam Milva Shoshim Yom. Okay? You know, if you say what you want, you say give it back to me tomorrow, that's fine. No one argues on that. But the question is, let's say you don't say anything. So now the question is, up until what point could you just come back to him a minute later and say, I want my money back? Or is there a time frame? So what's saying is 30 days. Okay? 30 days. Stop break. Right? So Sava Rabba Barbar Khana Kamed Rav Lameimar. So right, the question is, why is this? I mean, on the surface you wouldn't think this. You'd think, okay, let's get back tomorrow, right? I mean, if anyone ever pulled this on you, you lend them $5, you'd say, where's it back? You'd say, not until 30 days. You'd think it's, who said 30 days? I didn't say anything 30 days. I said, you got 30 days. So it's just, so Rabbi Baruch Hanna thought, Hani mili milva b'shtar, te lo ovid inish, the tarach, the kos of shtar, batzer v'tlas n'yomen. They thought that's talking about it's a milva b'shtar. Because if you write a shtar, so no one's toreach to write a shtar, unless if it's less than 30 days. If it's like a short-term loan, so you just say, here, okay, let me give out $5, and you don't start writing a whole star for it, you'll remember it, everyone's going to know the next day, so you give me back my $5. What are you going to have to write a star for? And you don't write, a star is a tircha. This is, what do you write it to? What do you write a star for? A star is something that's a long-term thing. So you want to have it on the records, on the books. It's a longer-term type of thing. And I guess you remember it, it's more official, it's a longer-term thing. So it's not just common, you know, common type of everyday activity. It's already like a loan. It's really like, I guess, a financial arrangement already. So once, so if a guy's using a shtar, so that indicates that there's a long-term deal. So what's a long-term deal? 30 days. Okay, guy, they're saying it's a chazaka. Guy doesn't. That's what he thought. He thought the idea is it's a chazaka. Guy doesn't start writing a shtar unless it's long-term, namely 30 days. Okay, that's what Rav Chana understood the statement. Can't say understood. Because he didn't understand, how could it be? It just dumb, you're going to say that. It must be because of some indication that this is a long-term proposition. Right? Because without that, why would you say such a thing? How do you get 30 days? Right? No. Okay. So that's plausible, right? It says, Omar le Rav. So that's what Rav Chana said in front of Rav. But Rav said back, no. Hachi Amar Habibi. Okay, this is what Rabbi Chia, who's his uncle, okay, said. Rav's uncle is Ruchia. Echad ha-milva b'shtar, ve'echad ha-milva al-peh. Nope. That's not a good way to learn. It has nothing to do with shtar. Whether it's b'shtar or al-peh, it's still 30 days. Okay? Tanya na'ami hafi. Ha-milva b'shtar, yastam, e'inu r'shay, l'tova pachum s'roshim yam. Echad ha-milva b'shtar, ve'echad ha-milva al-peh. Okay? Good. So it's clear. It's clear it was a nice way to learn to try to explain it, but it was not sure. It's not really the idea. Okay. Amar le Shmuel Rav Masna lo tesev akarech adif mefarshas la leha shmaita. I think it's don't sit down, right? Look at this. Don't sit down until you explain this thing to me. Until you explain this statement to me. Okay. Where'd they get this from? Where does it come from? I don't understand it. And don't sit down until you explain it to me. Okay? Apparently this is very pressing to him. He just totally didn't get it. Okay? So Omar Lay, so he answered back. Strange answer. Divisif. Korba Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shemita. So it's talking about the pasuk in Devarim. It's saying is, yes, Devarim Tesvav. Pasuk says like this: Kipasov today. Hishama lecha. It's talking about when you're lending a guy money. You're supposed to lend a guy money, right? So it says Hishama lecha. Penya davar levcha v'liya alemar. Perhaps you'll have some sort of a wild, bad, flagrant thought saying. Kova Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shemita. Shemita is coming up. The Shnasa Sheva, the seventh year, which is Shnasa Shemita, is coming up. V'ra'incha v'achicha evyon. and your eye is going to be bad towards this towards your neighbor who's poor. For lo siten, you're not going to give it to him. Because why? Because you know that Shemitah is going to knock it out. So since Shemitah, it's all Shemitah knocks out alone. So you're going to say, what am I going to lend the guy money? It's close to Shemitah, and I'm going to end up losing my money. So it says, you're not going to give it to him. And he's going to call to Hashem, and it's going to be a chet here. Give it to him, and don't make it have an evil heart. Give it to him, and don't make it have an evil heart. Okay? Fine. So basically saying is that you gotta do it. Basically, even though Shemitah's coming up, you gotta give him the law. Okay, that's what the pasuk is saying. But it said, in the pasuk, it says, perhaps you're gonna think like this, Karva Shnas HaSheva Shnas HaShemitah. So that's what the Gemara is going on. Karva Shnas HaSheva Shnas HaShemitah. What it says is, Mimashma Shanemar, back to the Gemara, Karva Shnas HaSheva, Eini Yodeya Shei Shnas HaShemitah. Of course, what's Shnas or Shnas Shemitah? You just either say Shnas HaSheva or say Shnas HaShemitah. We know that the Shnas HaSheva is the Shnas HaShemitah, you know, what's the point? So, Ela Matamid Lomar Shnas HaShemitah. Lomar Lacha. Yesh Shemitah Atera Sheikazel. There's another Shemitah, which is like this Shemitah. Okay? And it's repetitive. So it's repetitive to teach you that there's another kind of Shnas HaShemitah. Shnas HaSheva. Or there's another Shemitah, which is like the Shnas HaSheva. The Ezu, what other Shemitah is there? We only know one Shemitah. Zu, Amavas Lerastam, Shein Rosh Hashanah, Bokhus Rosh Miyam. This is the halacha, that if you lend the guy money, Stam, you're not allowed to be Toveya in less than 30 days. Tomar Mash, Rosh Miyam Hashanah, Chash Hashanah. Because that's the halacha, that's Rosh Miyam. In a year, it's considered like a year. So what's this next, this other year, which is like Shemitah? It's the 30 days when I lend the guy money. What? 30 days is like if I lend the guy 30 money, those 30 days is like Shemitah. In that, I'm not allowed to collect my loan. Okay, so it's just a lima. It's a lima of saying that's where they learn now from. Okay, it's a lima that it says, Shemitah, saying that there's, besides Shemitah, there's something else which is akin to Shemitah. And that is the 30 day period. And that's why, and that has nothing to do with Milval Pam Milval Bashtar. Okay, either one, doesn't make a difference.
Why is it that 30 days is like a year?
So this one question is, well, what does that make 30 days like a year? I mean, how's 30 days like a year? 30 days, 30 days, a year is a year. What does that mean? Okay, I guess good. What's one question? What else? There are a bunch of questions here. What's the machlokas? I mean, it seems like he's rejected, but what was the prayer? He thought it was only by Milva Bishtar. Turns out, no, it's even by Milva Pat. So what's the svar for that machlokas? Right, I mean, what's the idea? That's the main thing. What's this idea? There's another Shemitah, and I mean, well, what's the idea? What's the concept? I mean, why can't I collect within 30 days? What does that do, Shemitah? I mean, what's the connection? What's the whole idea? But it's a little different than Shemitah. Shemitah cancels the loan. It's not just that you can't collect it within 30 days, then there's a Shemitah, it actually cancels the loan. Here, it doesn't cancel the loan, it's just saying you can't collect it for 30 days. Right? I mean, it's a totally different thing. Shemitah is one halacha, is that you're not, that Shemitah knocks out all the loans. This is a totally different halacha. This is a halacha that you're not allowed to stop if you lend the guy money for 30 days. But that's just a question of when you're going to collect your money. It's not like Shemitah. Shemitah means it's knocking out a loan. It's just a matter of when you're going to collect. You lend the guy money, you can't collect for 30 days. You have to collect until a later point. I mean, it's a different type of a thing. I mean, how is that akin to Shemitah? There has to be some unified concept here. I have another question. Another question is, that Shemitah isn't optional, right? Shemitah is mandatory. That's all. Shemitah knocks out loans. But here, it's just saying, Hamilva Slayer Stam, is you have 30 days. But let's say I lend the guy money for one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. I mean, normally, I guess you make a loan. You're going to stipulate the amount of time that it's for. This is just saying, if I don't stipulate, then it's 30 days. So it's not like, you tell me if there's another Shnas HaSheva, Shnas Shemitah, it should be a halacha, that 30 days is the time limit for every loan. Right? And there's why is it just a din and stop? You know what I mean? So this should be the halacha. Halacha is 30 days of time limit. Now, it's true, maybe you want to say you could make a condition that it should be shorter, but I mean, it seems like it's not just, it seems like this is only if you don't specify, then this is the rule. But Shemitah isn't only if you don't specify, I mean, that's the halacha. Shemitah knocks it out. Now, maybe you could specify to get around it, but I mean, that's the whole question. But why? It seems like it's a different type of a structure here. One more question. Is that according to the way Rav Chanan understood it originally, So why was it 30 days? This is a chazaka. Person doesn't write a shtar for less than 30 days. Right? Now why was it 30 days? Why not 2 months? Why not a week? Why not whatever? Apparently you'd say that was the chazaka. That's just how it is. That's human nature. That's the way it is, you know? It wasn't because of Shloshim Yom Shana, Fashu Shana, or anything to do with that. I mean, it was just because apparently that was his evaluation of human nature. That's what he's saying. That's what he understood it. But in the end of the day, the real way is not to do that at all. It's a totally different idea. That the Shloshim Yom Shana, Fashu Shana, and all that, you know, and that's how it turned out 30 days, right? I mean, so like, if you learn it like a machlokas, let's say, for instance, you know, like the first sheet held it's only by milva v'shtar, and the other sheet held no, it's even milva alpa, right? So the milva v'shtar is because of the chazaka, the guy doesn't learn, you know, doesn't write shtar less than 30 days. And the other sheet holds no, it's because different things. So it's somewhat coincidental, I mean, that they're both 30 days. I mean, I guess, look, that's the given, but, I mean, it just turned out that way that, you know, like, couldn't have been like a machlokas, like one guy holds just 25 days, because, you know what I mean? Like, it just turned out, like, it's just interesting. I mean, it's just something that's interesting, I mean. Is that, could be unifier, show why it is that's, I mean, they're two totally different reasons. I mean, that's the problem with machlokas. I mean, they're two totally different reasons. They have nothing to do with one another. I mean, it's hard to, like, combine them as a machlokas. It just seems like he thought it was one reason, and the answer was a different reason, totally different reason. You know, like, could we somehow unify these two things, you know? Of course, the main problem is what's the idea. I mean, that's the main problem. I mean, this is, I'm just asking a lot of questions. But, I mean, the main problem is what's the idea. I mean, what's the halacha? I mean, it must be teaching you some concept. Like you see, he was so bothered. What kind of thing is this, right? That's what Shmuel was so bothered. Don't get up and don't sit down and explain this thing to me. Because it doesn't make sense, really. I mean, a loan is a loan. A loan is a business arrangement, and I make a deal, I lend you money. So where does 30 days come in? I mean, where do you get that from? It's just like a new halacha. If you're telling me that I wrote a shtar and you're telling me you're figuring out my das based upon a chazaka, that's one thing. But otherwise, how do you just make up this thing in 30 days? And the answer is like a funny answer, because it's limud, a separate limud. I mean, but a loan's a loan. I mean, how do you, I mean, it should all be based upon like what Rabbi Baruch Hanna thought, is evaluating the guy's das, not das, what's not das? Where's the room? How does this thing fit into the system of loans? I mean, I would have said, if you would have asked me, I would have said, no, when can I get it back? Whenever I want. It's my money. You know, I'll lend you money. So whenever I want. I mean, unless we make some sort of condition, I could pressure you to get it back whenever I want. I mean, where do you get the thing that I have a right to, you know, to hold on to it? Or, you know, I mean, 30 days is a long time. Is it a week, a day? I mean, where does it come from? I mean, maybe you'll say it's a funny loan, that if I don't have any amount of time, then... Like the idea of a loan is, I guess, a guy wants certain security that he can go and invest the money or whatever. If he's going to have to worry at any moment, the guy's going to come back at him, it's going to be a hard type of a deal. But, I mean, the day, I mean, like, where, I don't know, like, where do you, I mean, how do you just stop and just say 30 days? I mean, where's that? That's a long time. It seems to be pretty long. I mean, say, assume the least. I mean, it's, look, I'm the owner, so assume the least. If you want to tell me it's more, improve it. I mean, where does that come from? That's what the first, that's what Rabbi Chana held. I mean, that seems to be what he held, is that if you could show me I meant to be a long time, a long term thing, then you could show me I wrote a star. But without that, where do you get that from? You can't just make that up. It seems to me, the way I'm learning Pshat is that Shmuel's bothered. He's bothered about why it is 30 days. He's not just asking curiously, where's the lima? Where's the source? Where's 30 days? I could have said 20 days, but where's 30? How do you get that from? Because that's, it's not, you're not bothered. You're going to say, don't sit down until you show me where you get it from. There's a shear. What's so bothersome about the fact that there's a shear 30 days? What I'm learning is he's bothered because there's no reason. There's a guy who lends a guy money. The assumption is he's lending him money. Just let him a day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is. And it's 30 days is a serious loan. It means I'm really relinquishing my ownership of the thing for a whole 30 days. It's a deal. I mean, it's like a business loan. If I'm lending you money for a business and it's clear that like if I write a story, you say it's clear that it's a business thing and it's a long-term proposition, so then I understand. But otherwise, you have to have some indication that the Gabal is really giving up for that long. So you can't. Where does that come from? He's not just asking where do they know, like where's the source. He's saying that doesn't make sense in Ahava. You have to have some indication of that before you can throw that on a guy. You lend the guy a dollar, and all of a sudden I lose it for 30 days. Where? How do you know that? So that's you know, it's not just where do you. It's not just like, oh, looking for a source. He's bothered. So and it must be somehow in this limud, a shmitah deal, he's answering his question. He's showing him a concept of why this thing, explaining the halacha. That's, you know, so that's what we have to look for. To look for what's his concept? What's the idea here? How do we approach the problem? I mean, well, that's a good angle to approach this. I mean, it's a hard problem. But maybe could we think of, like, what would be a good thing to think about in order to try to get an answer? I just mean more basic. It's just a question. I mean, I think maybe if we think about what's the idea of Shemitah? I mean, what's the idea of Shemitah? Because it seems like through Shemitah, he's showing you this is similar to Shemitah. So it's a Shemitah Acharis. There are two Shemitahs, basically. That's what we're saying. There's two Shemitahs. There's the main real Shemitah, and then there's another Shemitah, which is like this. So maybe if we could understand the idea of Shemitah, what's the concept of Shemitah, insofar as, you know, loans, then maybe we could make a move towards understanding this thing, you know what I mean? So where do we go from there? I'll tell you something interesting about Shemitah, something maybe bothersome about Shemitah. See, Shemitah is the funniest tradition, I think. It's because... because a loan is a financial arrangement, right? I have money, it's my money, and I decide to lend it to you, right? And that's my money. Now somehow, through Shemitah, it becomes your money. I mean, how'd that happen? Like, it's an interesting idea, I mean, because I didn't agree to that, I mean, I was just lending you money. You know what I mean? Like, how does, like, what do you see about Shemitah? I mean, it's a strange thing that, like, in the institution of a loan, which seems to be just a normal financial institution, you all of a sudden get something thrown into there. So you hear that argument. It's my money. I'm not going to give it. I don't even cancel the loan. I lent you $1 million. What do you mean? What do you mean? You're canceling the loan? How can you? What kind of thing is that? It's my money. I mean, I think anyone who lends money and get knocked off by Shemitah would feel ripped off. And what do you mean? That's my money. So the scene you have to say is that's the idea. It's not your money, really. I mean, that's that your money. See, a person feels that his money is intrinsically his. It's like he has an intrinsic right to he's the bow over his thing intrinsically. But really, God is the Borei Olam and Kanesh Meimaretz, and a person is bailus is because of Hashem gives a person a right to have bailus. And isn't all the halachically the system, the Torah system, is such an institution of bailus, and it gives a person the ability to be a baal. But a person can get carried away. I mean, that's like Shemitah in general. A person can get carried away. Kolchli votzim yadi, and that's in terms of the produce. But the same type of thing. A person gets carried away with his idea of bailus, his own idea of ownership. So through the institution of loans, basically the Torah is incorporating this din of Lashem Hashem law, a recognition of that ultimately bailus is Lashem, and your right of bailus is because it's because Hashem says so, and as such he says at Shemitah it's not getting loans, okay? And there's a mitzvah to loan. Not only is it not getting loans, but you can't not loan. Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a davar b'leial. It's like a it's a bad. It's davar ra. It's bad to feel that, to think that way. So he's a mitzvah loan. If a guy needs money, you have to lend the money, right? And then you have to get it canceled. So you see, the institution of a loan, although you'd think of it as just a normal monetary financial institution, is really a vehicle of the recognition of Lashon Hara law, right? It's incorporate into the very halachos, the halachic structure of loans, that it has that kiyam, and has that dimension. It's not just like a, it's not just a nice, the very halachos are affected because of that. The halacha is not the normal system of loans that a normal economic system would have. The whole system of loans is a different type of a system. First of all, you have to do the loans, it's a mitzvah. And second of all, the loans just get knocked out, I mean, it's a new kind of halacha. So you see that the halachas of the loans are set up in a way that reflects the kiyum of Lashon Hara law. Okay, it's not your money. You think it's your money, it's not your money. You have to lend it to another guy who's in need. Hashem gave you the money. You have a brechas Hashem. So you, Hashem gave you the money, and he's saying you have to lend it out. Aishmit is coming up. Doesn't matter. You have to lend it out. Are you going to lose it? That's who you got in the first place. It's from Hashem. And it's through that recognition that you can have bracha. I mean, it's philosophy, but I mean, it's actually incorporated into the structure, the halachic structure of a loan. A loan is not just a normal It can't just be viewed as a normal, like, monetary thing. Like, normally, like, let's say Hilchos Nezek. Hilchos Nezikin. So I don't know if there's a halach like that. Nezikin is basically an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Or any damage to the guy's property, you're having the thing. It's totally a monetary thing. And it's totally a logically consistent, just monetary system. You know what I mean? You're not going to bring in because philosophically you should realize Hashem and therefore whatever. That's not the halacha. The halachic structure of a normal dinei mamonos is a strict mishpat at mishpat, a strict mishpat. I mean, you see here, and through the vehicle of the institution of loans, of Shemitah, I mean, specific manifest of Shemitah, is even though it's finance and it's monetary, all of a sudden, the philosophy incorporates itself into the system itself, and it really affects the whole system. I mean, you see also through Rebus, you see. The loans, you can't have Rebus. That's another way it does it. I mean, apparently the institution of loan has, you know, it incorporates ideas like this. Okay, so now the question is, so could we go from there? Could we go from there? Could we, I mean, now at least if we understand Shemitah, now it's saying it's the idea there's a lima here. It's Koroshon Shoshon Shemitah, there's another Shemitah, Sheikazah. Sheikazah. So let's, maybe somehow this is opening up, maybe with that idea, maybe he's pointing out to an idea. This is, sounds like this is where Rava's, I'm sorry, where he said the answer he's pointing at. Saying is somehow there's maybe this could open up. What's the idea of the Shoshim Yom? So maybe he's saying is like this is that so he's saying is that in a loan is a vehicle of recognition of Lashon Hara Tzumah. Okay, that's set up from Shmuel. Now how so? How is a loan a key? How's a loan a key in that recognition? So one way is Shemitah, Halacha Shemitah. But the saying is that there's another way. That's the lima. There's another, besides for the Shemitah, there's another aspect, another way in which a loan could be a kiyam in the recognition of Hashem as well. And that is this halacha of Shoshmiyam. Which is that, see, in a loan, it's not just like I'm extending a guy, I'm allowing him to use my money, but there could be in a loan an idea of a relinquishing of bias. Okay? A relinquishing of... If I lend the money to you for a day, I haven't really relinquished my ownership of the thing. It's my dollar, I'm lending it for a day, I'm getting it back tomorrow. You know what I mean? But when I really... If you lend the guy money for a loan, a long term, okay, for a serious amount of time, so you really have parted with the money. It's like if you get it back in the day, you know, in the back of your mind, it's still your money, and you know, and you can just get it back. But if you lend the guy a long-term loan, you've parted with the money. Oh, yeah, it's true. You know, in the back of your mind, you're going to get it back. Because you are going to get it back, and he's going to pay you back. But there is it has to be. It's hard to draw the line, but apparently, there's when it becomes a significant amount of time, so then there is in the loan, in the mitzvah of giving up giving over the loan. For a long time, you are the person is really relinquishing his control over the money. You know what I mean? That's what Chazal is saying, is that that's like a, in theory like a year, but a month is in Shoshim Shkashana means that's a significant portion. That's as a year is measured in units of months. So once it's like a portion, that's Chazal Mishar apparently. So once it's a unit of a year. That's like it's a chunk on your calendar. That's already a significant portion of time. That when a person now, when you lend your money for that time, it has a different quality to it. And that quality is that you're really giving up your bias. I mean, you're going to get it back. In the back of your mind, you know you're going to get it back. But practically speaking, the guy feels like he's really giving up his bias. Even though it's his, he's basically letting the other guy be the ball. Okay? He's letting the other guy be the ball. And then, yeah, let me get back to him. If it's for less, again, if it's short term, it doesn't have that. It's not dynamic. The idea is, it's my money, and you can use it for a little bit, and then I get it. You know, you don't. The guy never really parts. It's not parting with it. It's just like you lend the guy $2 to $5 for to use at the pizza store, and he's giving it. You don't feel like you're giving up your money. I mean, yeah, you know, it's not really a thing. But when your money, you want to feel like you can access it and soon, or whatever. You know, you want to be able to use it. Once it's a significant amount of time, now you really, even though you are the Baal, you're saying, look, you could be the Baal. You're letting him have his turn by. So that is a key in the recognition of Lashon Hara Tzumah. Because it's saying is that even though it's your money, and it's a mitzvah to give a loan, even though it's your money, so but you're recognizing that this guy is in need, and I'm going to relinquish my control over it, and I'm going to let him be the problem. Okay, because of a recognition that it's not really mine, it's not really my Hashem. Okay? Now, but apparently there's no chiyuv to do this. Okay? Shemitah is a chiyuv. This is a kiyam. Because there's a kiyam alone has the din of as the kiyam of Hashem as well through Shemitah b'toras chiyuva, but through this idea b'toras hashas. It's a kiyam. It's a kiyam in alone. It's a kiyam in that idea of Hashem as well in alone to lend it to him for to relinquish your violence and to lend him for a shal shemir. Okay, that's a kiyam. Okay? You see, it's not a chiyuv because you can do it for a day. If you do it for a day, it doesn't have this kiyam. It has Lashem HaTzalala through the fact that you're really totally giving up your... I mean, see, Shemitah is the total giving up of your violence. But in 7 years, or whatever, like the Shnas HaShavah. But this is like, it partakes of it. It's like a partial giving up of your violence. In a fashion, you're giving up your violence. Because you're emotionally, you're really parting with your money for a significant amount of time. But that dimension is something which is optional. Okay, it's optional. What it's saying is that Stam is, this is what he holds, is that the Torah is showing you there's a kiyam. That's a kiyam. It's a kiyam in and alone. The kiyam in the loans are have a dimension that they are a kiyam in Hashem HaSamah. A person's recognition of Hashem HaSamah. And alone is a vehicle of that. So that's a kiyam. It's a kiyam. 30 days is a kiyam in that idea. So the thing is that stam ahava is you assume a guy's going for that kiyam. Because that's all of stam ahava shal shem yom. That since there is a kiyam like that, so it's saying if you stipulate otherwise, so then you stipulate otherwise. So obviously you're not going for that kiyam. But a stam yisrael who lends a guy money. And since that is the institution of a law, and he says Islam is then you have that kin, because you're going for that kin. If a loan were totally a monetary thing, then it wouldn't make any sense to say Islam 30 days is so long. Why would a guy give us money? Islam, that's anything. That's what he's so bothered about. But what Shmuel's showing is that since a loan has a new dimension, namely it's part, it's built into the system of loans is one of recognition of Hashem as Malala, and there is a kiyam revealed by the pasuk, a kiyam in that idea through 30 days. So that's what his position is. That stam hava is shal shemir. It is like I guess a chazkas kasha. So Yisrael is that he's going, that he's going to go for that kiyam. What the other shita holds is not. Other shita holds, that's what he thought. The other shita held that it's true that even if there's such a kiyam, or you could argue even if there's such a kiyam, but where do you see that since it's Dine Mamana, so where do you have a right to assume that a guy is going to go for that kiyam? I mean, it's true there's a kiyam. You know what I mean? But who's saying, I want the kiyam? Maybe I'm slanging the money. I like my money. And Shemitah, I don't have a choice. But here, it's just a monetary thing. So it's a monetary thing, so I'll lend you my money for a day. Where do you get the right to assume that I'm really doing that, I'm going for that? But that's what the Gemara is teaching. I mean, that's what we're showing you is that since a loan in Torah is really more than just a financial thing, but it's an institution which is built into it, the recognition of Hashem Ratzon Malala, and the person's recognition of the weakness of his bilus. So therefore, we say is that a stam halva'ah is a person is going to go for that kiyam. There is a kiyam like that. That's what he's showing him by the Shemitah. There is a kiyam like that, and therefore stam ava, stam a guy, stam Yisrael is going for that kiyam. If you stipulate otherwise, you're not going for that kiyam. It's not the thing. There's no chiyuv to do it. But stam means you have to assume stam is a guy who's really going to partake of the loan and it's true in its best form. And then to add that extra dimension, and that's why Shemitah Chereshi Yikazu. It really, it's like a mini Shemitah. It partakes of Shemitah. And apparently the 30 days is like a year. I mean, I don't know exactly, but I think it just means that a year is like it's on the books. It's like if something's for a year, it's a long-term thing. So 30, apparently, once it partakes of a component of the year, then it still has that type of reality in the guy's mind. And he's really, he has to give up the money for 30 days, basically. It's his money. You have to readjust your budget. You have to rethink that. I mean, it's not yours now. Now it says, and he'll give it back to you. In the back of your mind, you know it, but essentially you're giving it up, and that's it. To do that in your loan is a kiyam, in the recognition of the transience of your bias. Sorry, I left that one point. There's the other shita held, or the way it was originally, is that that in a monetary thing, and as I assume that you don't have to assume that a guy is going for a kiyum. I mean, a guy, look, it's a monetary thing. You assume a guy who wants to keep his money. Now, if a guy writes a shtar, so if you write a shtar, so that shows that it's a long-term thing. Now, what's the long-term thing is a concept of there's a kiyum. So if he's right, that way of learning would be hold is that you have no right to assume a guy's going for the kiyum unless you have an indication as such. Now, if he writes a star, what does it mean when you write a star? It means that basically it's a long-term proposition. I'm writing up a star because I want to, it's like, yeah, I keep it in my records. So my records, it means that I'm giving up my money. Here's, you take the money, you go with it, I'm just going to hold on to the star, and I know that it's mine. So the star indicates that this is, a person doesn't just write a star for a short-term thing. So me, it indicates that you're really involved in relinquishing your bylaws, and therefore you're writing a star so that you're going to be able to keep tabs of the thing. You know what I mean? So if you write a star, then you're indicating that that's what you're going for. But if you don't write a star, so then you're not indicating anything. Then basically, you have no right to assume. How do you have a right to assume the guy's really doing this? But that's what he's showing you from this, the Gemara's concluding is no. Is that since a loan has that kiyam, as the halacha is that, Yisrael, Stama Yisrael is going to partake that kiyam. Even if he doesn't indicate it in a positive way, there's a kiyam, and Stama Yisrael is going to do a loan in a way which reflects the highest kiyam. I don't say it's machlokas, because originally, when the guy held it, it was only Malpa. It was only a star. That's because he didn't understand the idea. He didn't know the idea. So that's what he thought. That's the way he interpreted. He interpreted that it means is that if a guy shows that he's making a long-term thing and he's really giving up his control of the thing, then it's good. But if he doesn't, then he doesn't. So, then he didn't even know what to assume. But then he showed him this idea of Shemitah. He showed him that really it's a kiyum and a loan to do this, that there's a kiyum, a halacha kiyum. So then, once it's all the kiyum, so then he showed him, then you have to say, stam ha'avodah, the guy's going to do the kiyum. And that's a stam das is, you want to do the kiyum. Now, if you show otherwise, fine, but if not, then that's what you assume. Because the first guy, it seems from the Gemara that the first Shita, when he held it was only Bishtar, didn't have, this is before the Gemara revealed this idea. So he did have one idea. His other idea he did is there's two kinds of loans. There's a loan where you're really relinquishing your bylaws, and then there's a loan which is just a temporary Tashmish thing. And 30 days, apparently he knew, is that's the cutoff point. That's he knew. I mean, you see, even before he knew the idea of the kiyum and all that, but that just find they're different experientially. They're two different types of loans, long term and short term. And he thought is that if that's the way, just the way you look at it financially, there are two types of institutions. So then you have to have some financial indication the fact that he's going for the long term, not the short term, which is a star. So star shows that it's a long term. If there's no star, then you assume it's short term. What right do you have to assume that it's long term? Unless there's a star, so star indicates it. But what the Gemara is concluding, he's bringing is from Shemitah, is that since there's a kiyum to go for the long term, so therefore you always assume that a guy's going to go for that, even without anything indicating. Unless you show the contrary, that he's going for the short term. You know what I mean? Without the kiyum, then you'd have to always assume short term, unless you prove long term. A shtar proves that he's doing long term. But once you have the kiyum, then, so it's a kiyum, do long term, so now you'd always assume a guy's going to do the long term, unless you show that he did, that he's really sure wants to do it short term. I mean, but that's why both guys have the sheet of 30 days, because I'm saying is that in human relations and human experience of loans, there are two kinds of loans. There's a loan where you're simply extending your right of tashmish for a little bit, but you still retain the identity and the whole of the feeling of being a baal. And then there's an idea of a long-term loan where you really are giving him, you're parting with the money, and it's just an abstract fact that you have in the back of your mind that you know it's going to be yours. So economically, maybe you know that you're going to make it back. But in terms of experience of bylaws, really, you're parting with your money when it's a long, long-term loan. You know what I mean? That they both agree on. And I realize it's a funny kind of a svara in this whole thing, but it seems from the Gemara is that that's what the Shmuel is bothered by. He didn't see any normal way to make sense of the thing. In terms of normal dinim mamonos, he didn't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. What kind of a thing is that you're forcing on a guy without any indication? He's forcing on a guy to give away his money for 30 days. Where does that come from? And so he said, it must be the Rabbanan had something here. It must be some other idea that I don't know about that's responsible for this. He's saying, don't sit down until you explain this thing to me. So that's why he showed him there's a new dimension of loans, and that's the dimension of Shemitah. So that's I'm saying, indicates the concept of Shemitah is that concept, that a loan is more than just finances, but it's a kiyum of Lashon Hara Samlawa, which has two different files that do different ways, through Shemitah and through Shal Shmiyah. So therefore you assume that a guy's going to partake of that. And what's interesting is like you have this philosophical idea, which is really a kiyum. It's a kiyum in the law. The loan is actually a kiyum in the loan, but to do it in a way which reflects that philosophical idea. It's like, that's the chiddush here. I mean, you see, the whole idea of Shemitah is really incorporated, which is based on a philosophical thing, is really affects the normal monetary rules by which the system should be governed. I mean, a loan means you're lending you money, it's mine and I'm lending it to you. It gets cut off after a certain amount of time, it's throwing a monkey wrench into the monetary system. So this monetary system incorporates in the structure itself, incorporates the idea of a recognition of the nature of your bias. I'll say it's like the star thing is that in general you could loan, if you want to just have a raya that there was a loan, so you could have Eden. But I guess is when it becomes long, see, Eidim work in a short term because you know, the Eidim are going to be around, they remember this, you know what I mean? But when you have something which is long term, you don't want to just align Eidim, then you have to make it, you put it on paper. You have a star makes it, it's on the books. It's always there, the paper's there, you're always going to remember it, it's always going to, you know, it's a fixed thing. So it means it's a long term thing. It's a short term thing, you just use Eidim and everyone will know, and there's no one's going to forget it, it just happened. And he's going to realize it, you have the Eidim, you have everything, you know. But I guess it's saying, I'm saying that once it's long term, then there are more things that can happen. They won't be around, the guy's going to forget, they're not going to forget, it's just, he's still denied, it's more. Now that's, so shtar is something you want to do when you're really making this on the books, and it's a long-term thing, you're parting with your money, it's his, and you want to come back to him at some point in the future, you want to have it on, you'll remember about it, you know, shtar makes it more concrete.